Hi, dear listener. Before this episode plays, I'd like to invite you to keep in touch with us at oralstories.com. There you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll keep you in the loop. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to Oral Stories. Upper River, Episode 2, Colon.
And welcome to lovely Cologne, Germany, where we will see the beautiful Cologne Cathedral, the Chocolate Museum, and the Rat House, which neither has rats nor is a house.
In the place where Adeline and Abelard first discovered each other's bodies.
Jet lag? I overslept. Gotta get ready. Today is the day. Transition lenses, check. Orthopedic inserts, check. Sunscreen. I wonder what SPF is in German.
Schnitzel.
That doesn't sound right. Boy, Candace and I really drank a lot last night. Where are my walking shoes?
5-minute warning, passengers. 5 minutes if you want to disembark.
I heard you. Screw it. I'll just wear my fancy dinner shoes with the kitten heels. And my kitten-themed fanny pack to match. Let's do this.
Do you think we're going to see where they bewitched the pig farmer?
If not, I'm asking for my money back.
Lisa, I'm so glad you made it. I was worried you might be too hungover after last night.
Who, me? I'm good. I'm from the Midwest. My blood is 50% beer and 50% cheese.
Okay, bushies, huddle up. Who is ready to see where Adeline and Abelard first met?
Candace!
Yes.
Can I call you Candace?
No.
Candace, is it really true that Adeline and Abelard are based on you and your husband?
It is. Cologne is where I met my Jeffrey, just like Adeline and Abelard. We were both studying abroad. He was studying agricultural science.
Ooh, like Heinrich the hops farmer.
And I was studying, what else? World literature. Even if I hadn't seen much of the world yet, I could read about it. I love to read.
So is Abelard like Jeffrey? All over? I mean, his junk?
Yeah, what does Jeffrey look like? I'd like a lot of details.
Well, you know, he's a guy. 6 foot tall, brown hair, has this leather bag he carries everywhere.
Wow. Like that guy over there?
Where? Let's go the other direction, but in a way that doesn't look like we're running.
Are you okay?
Yep. Terrific. Chop chop, everyone. First one to the cathedral gets to see me reenact the orgy scene. Let's go.
Gosh darn kitten heels making my dogs bark.
Here we are at the Cologne Cathedral, everybody, where Abelard first spies Adeline while waxing the belfry. My belfry is fully waxed, by the way.
Glad we're not going up there. It's got to be, what, like 150 feet high?
318 and 533 steps. Let's go, bushies!
Excuse me, sir. Do you know where my tour group went?
Ich spreche kein English.
Maybe they're in the gift shop. Not in here either? Dang. For a bunch of middle-aged ladies who are horny for a book, they walk surprisingly fast.
Achtung.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry. Phone translate. Have you seen a crazy white lady and some winded old people?
Farfignugen.
Ja, ich habe sie gesehen minut in der Kathedral und verlassen gesehen. Sie sahen schön auf, haben wachs im Bretzelgarten.
Can you say that again? I wasn't pressing the button on my phone.
Here, have a chair.
You speak English?
Of course, I'm from Chicago, but everyone is always asking if I'm Herr Flugendorfer. From the hero and the heroine, it's just easier if I play along.
So those lederhosen you're wearing are just for show?
No, these represent my culture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just messing with you. It's for the tourists.
Oh, thank goodness.
Honestly, they're terrible. I didn't know guys could get camel toe, but they can. And it's bad. Very, very bad.
Oh, dear. So why are you doing it?
It pays the bills while I'm getting my PhD at the University of Cologne.
Is it in perfumes?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't mean...
Nah, I'm just messing with you again. It's in history, specifically the Cologne Cathedral. Want me to show you around?
Yes.
Sir, the shipment of groceries for tonight's dinner has arrived, sir.
Put it in the galley.
Very smart, sir.
I know.
Also, if I may, sir, I know you're looking for places to retire, and I had a suggestion.
I'm not looking for places to retire.
Apologies, Captain. Correction. I know you're looking for somewhere to buy land and die.
Just because I'm hitting the age limit for captains at the company I've been sailing for my entire civilian life, and if I work elsewhere I forfeit my pension, doesn't mean I have to retire.
I think that is literally what it means, sir.
I'll come up with a plan. Remember when we hit that freak iceberg in the Black Sea? Or when we hit that freak whale in the Caspian Sea?
We've hit a lot of things, sir.
And I've gotten us out of every scrape.
You and that one tugboat.
You know, there is a brig on this ship.
Understood, sir.
And here is where Abelard and Adeline made love in a wheelbarrow while fighting monks.
When he grabbed her buns, but they were actually bread.
Which reminds me, who's ready for lunch? We're going to a gorgeous little beer garden. You're really in for a treat.
I'm allergic to beer.
I'm allergic to gardens.
Perfect.
Lisa, you're gonna love this place. It has the best roll mops, which is pickled herring. It sounds gross because it is. Lisa? Best friend Dan, have you seen Lisa?
Sure, she's got on an adorable kitty cat fanny pack and matching kitten heels. Lisa, come here and show Mrs. Big Bush your fanny. Lisa!
I don't see her.
Oh my God, I lost another one?
And this is the heart of the cathedral. Some of the stained glass windows date back to the 1200s.
Wow, that's almost as old as me.
This entire city was flattened in World War II, but the cathedral stayed strong and virtually untouched.
Sounds like fate, like Adeline and Abelard's love.
Yeah, fate and hundreds of archivists, workers, and a pretty dope PhD student who runs a gift shop filled with the hero and the heroine signature sex wheelbarrows.
Oh, look, I think that's my kids, or my cats. Either way, I grab that call and get them souvenirs. Would you box something up for me?
Happily.
Ross, Rachel, how are you? I'm having a wonderful time in Cologne with Herr Pflugendorfer. I mean, oh darn, I don't know his real name.
Mom, we've been worried sick. You didn't answer any of our messages.
We thought we lost you while you were tripping through the tulips. That's a pot joke.
Ooh, that does sound fun.
Mom.
What? I'm having fun. Isn't that what you wanted?
I just spent my frozen egg college fund on a plane ticket for you after you begged to come back, and then you never showed.
What are you talking about, plane ticket? I told you I've been in the sex cathedral.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she hasn't been checking her messages.
What messages?
You have 10 missed messages.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, no, it sounds like you're having fun.
I really am.
Forget that now. Mom, the boat crew called. They're leaving in 10 minutes.
And your tracker says you're way farther away than that.
You're tracking me too?
Rachel gave me her login.
Oh no, how am I going to get back in time?
Right, another church. Can we go to the gift shop and buy a wheelbarrow now?
I think I have an idea.
We've called her phone, we've left messages with her kids, we have our ship's interns running around the city looking for all the people with cats on their feet and their fannies. Now we just have to find her before Captain Dalton and First Mate Tegan find out, and we'll be good to go.
Cruise Director Dan, this is First Mate Tegan. Have all the passengers been accounted for?
Hi, First Mate. How's your day going? Oh, your hair looks so pretty this morning. Are you using a new shampoo?
Do I take that to mean you've lost another one, Cruise Director Dan?
Hold the boat. I'm coming.
Oh, thank God.
Thanks for the ride. You're an absolute hero. Ooh, does that make me a heroine?
Who knew these wheelbarrows would come in so handy?
Adeline and Abelard.
Jeffrey and me.
Everyone in construction?
Fair enough.
Here's my number. You always have a friend in Wisconsin.
Dunkerson.
Thank you.
Yes, phone. Thank you.
Dunkerson.
Was that Herr Pflugendorfer from The Hero and the Heroine?
Lisa, what happened to you?
I had a wild adventure, just like Adeline. First, I couldn't keep up with everybody at the cathedral with all those dang steps. But then I met... Oh, no, I still forgot to ask his real name.
Herr Pflugendorfer.
Anyhow, I met Herr Pflugendorfer, who runs the cathedral gift shop, and we had so much fun, I totally lost track of time. So he grabbed a wheelbarrow from his shop and ran me back here so I wouldn't miss the boat. I tell ya, I don't know how Adeline did it. Those things are murder on the back.
She was on top.
Ah, smart.
This boat will be delayed for no one. I have a responsibility to the passengers and the river. It has never happened under my watch and never will.
Are you practicing scolding a passenger, sir?
Hmm? Oh, it's my job, and I take pride in being good at my job, no matter how long I have it.
You will always be a great scolder in my heart, sir.
Again, Brig.
You focus. I'll get it.
I brought the lovely Lisa here to chat with the captain.
Bring her to me!
A word of advice, if his eyebrow starts to twitch, duck and cover.
Don't worry, he's not scary.
Now!
Gotta go!
Lisa, you were my favorite.
Hello, Captain Dalton. Sir?
Oh. It's you. I should have known.
Captain, I want to apologize for being late. It's entirely my fault. But in my defense...
Let me guess. You were having fun with Big Bush.
Well, I mean, yes, but then I lost everyone, and then I met this lovely PhD student at the cathedral gift shop.
Timothy.
You know him.
Of course. He has done some great preservation work on the flying buttresses.
I didn't know they let you off the boat.
Of course. I've been traveling these waters for years. Did you know it was used as a stable during the French Revolution?
The boat?
The cathedral.
Ah, that makes more sense. Gee, you're amazing. Why aren't you on the tours with us? You know so much.
I don't think anyone would want that.
I would.
Oh. Well. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain.
Captain Dalton.
No, Candace, you don't have to.
I got this, Lisa. Captain, you can't punish my friend. She was doing research for my new book, Untitled Candace Big Bush Project, and that is why she was late.
Ah, I see.
And since I'm the big draw on this cruise, we don't leave until I say we're ready to leave. And I'm not ready to leave until Lisa is ready to leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, you make a very compelling argument. Thank you for your time. Oh, and have an excellent night.
You're welcome. Glad I worked this all out.
Thank you for your help, Captain. Just remember one thing.
What's that?
I got my eye on you.
Ooh, someone's flirting. Why are you flirting with him? Is it so he doesn't put you in the brig?
What is a brig?
I don't know. Everyone keeps talking about it.
You've been listening to Upper River by Oral Stories, written and directed by Danielle Evenson and Heather Huntington, produced by Camille Johnson, executive produced by Inia Fong. Characters were brought to life by Denise Moses, Laura House, D. Elliot Woods, Mega Nabe, John Luce, Andy Enninger, Lauren Blumenfeld, Toby Windham, Daryl Deegan, Jay Pichardo, and Heather Huntington. Music composed by John Reuter. Sound design and editing by Alexa Ruvalcalba and recorded at Shane Salk Productions in Hollywood. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or visit us at oralstories.com. Check out Bonnie Screws Up and Fast Track to 40, also from Oral Stories.